The following is an excerpt from the Hearsay and Heresy column that appeared in the Vermilion News back in February of 1933. It was written by Jove. Jove was my dad. Shattuck's Grove, that's what Crystal Beach used to be called. Excursion trains from Pittsburgh stopped at the East River Road crossing and let people out. Why, I've seen as many as 5 trains waiting to take the picnickers home. Well, when those trains were ready to put out, we kids would get aboard and see how far we could ride before jumping off. Sometimes we rode clear up to that bridge you see crossing the tracks when you look toward Amherst. But when we jumped off and landed on the ground, zowie, it was all head, feet, and dirt. That was a dangerous sport, the town people said. But you can't tell young folks much, especially when they get a kick out of doing something. And so in time, an ordinance was passed prohibiting jumping of railroad trains. In our folly, we paid little attention to that. However, one day, the station agent, who knew all of us, took down our names, the ones who jumped the cars, and handed the list to the town marshal. Then, one day, he found the gang of us, all of us, all together, playing cat and dog. In the jail we went, all of us. The jail? That was where Cushman's coal shed is now. But being in jail was just a lark to us kids. Still having our sticks, we played cat and dog in jail. But pretty soon we all appeared before Mayor C.C. Baumhart. Fine, $1 apiece. This was only another scare, however, and it didn't stop us from jumping the trains. But one day, a leg was lost. That did.